You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How you going?
Very well, thank you. Excited about this book and intrigued about the book you've brought in this morning.
It's a very cool little book, like a novella. It's not very long, with a very, like, I don't know, like an ishery kind of design on the front. Yeah. So Object Coach, it's by a young Australian writer. He won Best Young Novelist in Australia in like 2019. And I don't know why when I read this, I was really surprised it was written by an Australian novelist. Like it's very like Socratic dialogue heavy. It's a really experimental novel. It like focuses on the narrator's name Tom, just like the author, and he works at what you first think is just kind of this weird intellectual community where all of the people he works with, they have a different role in trying to give like history to inanimate objects.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So a lot of the book really actually looks at that process of research that he's doing. And the second page, he kind of mentions that his job is to like create the bridge between our imaginations and the technology we consume. And it is, that literally is what the entire book becomes about.
Far out.
Yeah, from like sort of from wine to furniture. Every chapter is about a different object. And it's really interesting because, so he like, that's his job. And then one day he injures himself and his colleague recommends this new software called Object Coach, which gives you a diagnosis and also gives you like a remedy for whatever you're going through. And he like starts engaging with Object Coach about his own work as well. And Object Coach is like just an AI software program. So right. It feels a lot like ChatGPT.
Mm.
Yeah. And I felt really like when he's like Googling his diagnoses and he's kind of like buzzing out, it really reminded me of like, I've tried to look for like 1,000 different pasta recipes on ChatGPT.
Oh my God.
Like, will you, trying to catch it slipping? But yep. I don't know, they're pretty good.
It's quite freaky, eh?
It's really freaky.
My friends are very into trying to make ChatGPT like work for them, and it just gives me the ick a wee bit too much. I'm like, I understand that the world is moving in this direction, but I'm just going to pretend it's not for as long as I can.
It's not for me.
Because it freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, this book could make you feel better, Rachel.
Okay, cool.
Ease that existential anxiety.
Sounds great.
For real. Yeah, it's really interesting because I think that for something like research where you kind of imagine that ChatGPT would probably have like a really good use for, you kind of realize in him trying to grapple with like his own exercise of giving these histories to these objects and trying to understand how Object Coach looks at them, there are little nuances that he realizes that the software can't really recognize that make us human. But he also kind of talks about, which I feel quite a lot, that like, even though you can recognize it as another human being, the things, the odd like language functions that don't really work, it's really hard to name what that difference is exactly. Like, what is that human quality that we respond to, that we understand, or that we see deficit in these kind of softwares? It's a really, really fascinating book. I think it's a book that requires, like, the more attention you pay to it, the more it reveals, like, its kind of meta-narrative and its purpose. So
it's not an easy read, necessarily.
No, I don't think it's an easy read.
But it's worth the mish?
Yeah. I think worth the mish. And I would really love to hear from any, like, English professors, if you're out there.
It's a call out.
It's a call out. I actually don't even know if this really, like, classifies as a novel. Like, it doesn't really have a strong narrative structure. I mean, you get, like, a message at the end, but it honestly does feel like just a lot of, like, philosophical dialogue. Like, I don't know what would distinguish this from, like, Nietzsche or something. So if anyone wants my copy of Object Coach, holler. I will leave it somewhere for you.
I'm really interested. Before we came on air, you were like, I don't know if anyone's going to want to read this book once I've reviewed it. But I think you have definitely, I mean, I'm intrigued. I'm keen to find out what's going on in the pages of Object Coach.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm glad that came across.
No, totally. Remind us of the name and the author again, Suri.
It's called Object Coach by Tom Lee. Very sleek little design. And you can get it at all good bookstores, including Time Out.
Excellent. Now. Sounds like one for the philosophers and the tech nerds in your life, maybe.
Yep, I reckon. Or even, like, anyone with a passing interest in AI and ChatGPT.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Suri. Have a lovely rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.